What's up, y'all? It is Mike Pierce of iWatchMike.com. It is time for the mid-season finale recap show of The Walking Dead. Alongside of me, I have Miss Somebody. I was going to see which one was going to talk first. Kristen! What's up, Kristen?
What up?
That was like a awkward silence there.
I was like, thinking that he usually says something. I know. So I'm like waiting for it.
I just tried something different there. and then we got on the other line, Brancy. What's up, Brancy?
I'm good. How about you?
Sweet, sweet. I'm actually doing pretty good because Jesus is not with us. And normally, if anybody's tuned into these recap shows, you can sense that we're rock stars. But sometimes Jesus kind of drags us along. Makes us not sound good. So he's over at Mr. Hollywood's like, I couldn't be on because I'm at Krampus premiere and I'm going to be hanging out with the stars. So he did send his notes. So I do have the notes. And I think I want to do it different. We're just going to start off with Jesus's email, go through his stuff, and then whatever he hasn't mentioned. And if we have anything else, how about we talk about it? Is that cool?
Yeah, we'll just make fun of whatever he has to say.
That's how it always is. So let's see here. The first thing here. The episode was called Start to Finish. It was the mid-season finale. We get the return back, February 14th, Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. Do you think one of y'all are going to have a boyfriend to watch couples Walking Dead?
Wow.
Do you think that's going to happen?
I thought we were supposed to roast Jesus.
Oh, my bad. Sorry. It's just
happened.
Seriously?
What is this crap?
Sorry. All right, here we go. The Walking Dead recap notes. He put, for a storyline episode, this was so good. Have y'all had a chance to read this?
No.
Okay, this is the first time y'all are hearing this, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. So he put, for a storyline episode, this was so good, but as a mid-season finale, it lacked. Interesting. All right, so do you think, I want to know, ladies, how do you feel about the mid-season finale?
I have to say, I kind of agree with what he said.
What?
No, I liked it. I liked the episode.
Right.
A lot, but I thought with the preview last week, I thought it was going to be like nonstop crazy shit happening.
Yep.
And it wasn't really like that, but I liked it anyway.
Okay, Brancy.
Well, I never thought I'd say this, but I kind of agree with Jesus. No, but the episode was good, but I see what he means about it being a mid-season finale. You expect something big at the end. And like, I almost feel like if they had put that little clip that they did for the preview,
right?
If they had made that the last scene, it would have been like, oh shit.
Yeah. Okay. You know what? And I can't believe I'm going to say this too, but I would have to agree with Jesus.
Oh my God, we're all going to get struck by lightning.
Yes, we are. Watch it. Step back. Step back. Yeah, you know what? I totally agree. The whole time I'm watching it, it was like there were so many. It was a great episode, okay? And we all liked it. But like every time I was watching, I was like, oh. Then I was like, what? Commercial? And then it just, every time it was like, it almost got you, but then it would like let you down. And then up, and when I say let you down, it would like get your heart racing and then calm you. And I'm like, no. Especially after I had seen that article that saying that Andrew Lincoln said that this episode was going to be the darkest. Even at the end of it, my wife was like, this wasn't dark. So yeah, I think it didn't feel like a mid-season finale for me either. So, Jesus, you've learned a lot from us. This is good, Jesus. You're learning. You're blossoming. All right, here we go. So the next thing he said, best part was Deanna and how she, spoiled alert, she ends up dead. it's obvious that, was that y'all's favorite part?
That wasn't my favorite part.
Right?
No.
Okay, Jesus, you just ruined it.
You started strong,
really strong, and now you suck. I mean, she gets bit, but she does spit some knowledge on Michonne.
Mm-hmm.
And then you think that Deanne's going to go out with a bullet to the head. Dude, did y'all see that coming?
Nope.
Mm-mm. She went out like a G. And I do have a question.
Finally.
I know, right? Finally she did something. I mean, you know, don't get me wrong. She was a good leader on paper. But she needed Rick, and Rick, I think Rick needed her. Now that part where Rick comes in, I'm not gonna lie, my heart stopped a little bit when you see Deanne over the baby crib.
Oh my gosh.
Did y'all think, what was going through y'all's head?
I thought he was gonna chop her head off.
Yeah.
I thought she was gone.
See, now let me ask you a question. If she was still human and we saw that she was human and Rick's like, no, how would you have felt then? Would you have been like, oh, I'm still Team Rick. He had to do, he thought, or would y'all be upset that he killed Deanna when she's still human?
No, I wouldn't. She was going to die anyway.
Ooh, gross. Jeez, have a heart.
But she was.
It's Christmas, Kristen.
Oh my God, I'm Krampus.
And single. That's
fun. Right. Whoa.
You asked for my opinion, and I gave it.
I know, but just sometimes it just bothers me because most of the time your opinions aren't correct, and it's just
oh my God,
it's embarrassing. No, I thought the baby, and I thought Deanna was a goner, but Rick stopped because just Rick is just super awesome. He already knows. Let's see here. Let's see. Deanna brought Michonne some thoughts, provoking words, gave Rick a pep talk, and at the end went out like a fighter. I think we all agree that, right?
Yep,
she was definitely cool. Here we go. What do you think she left in the notes for Spencer and Maggie? Francie, what do you think?
You know, that's what I don't know, because I can understand why she left one for Spencer, but I have no idea why she left it for Maggie.
Maybe
I think because Maggie worked the closest with her.
She did, but
she might know she's pregnant.
But I mean, I see that, but then I also think, like, in the note, I was thinking, like, she wrote in the note, like, "Hey Maggie, I totally made a mistake. I should have made Michonne my assistant, but be well and whatever." You know, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I can't figure out. Hey Jesus, once you hear this, I don't know what. I mean, Spencer's like, hey. You know, like, quit being a douche. That's what I think. Mm-hmm. Because he was, you know, I'm definitely put wool over everybody's, even his own mom. She, you know, I don't think she raised him like that. Let's see here. Blah, 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 blah. And speaking of Maggie, real quick, in the beginning of this episode, was I the only one bothered that it's not like the Horde came in and, like, were running, like, 28 days later? Did you see how Maggie was, like, stumbling and falling and everything? That isn't... I was watching with my wife and I was telling myself, I really think that Alexandria has made everybody soft, because look at the prison. The prison, they were like strategic SEAL team.
Yeah, right.
And this one here, Maggie was like stumbling and then barely climbing the ladder. And I was just like, oh God, Maggie. And then I was like, you need to go, Maggie, get eaten. But
oh my.
You know, I just, I don't know. It was kind of bothering me because I just feel like the crew, should have done better in their situation. They just like ran in the garages. I don't know.
The thing is that, Mike, sometimes your opinion is wrong.
No, it's not. Because anybody that's you do. Hold
I'm
on.
Kidding. I'm kidding.
Oh, I know you are. Because then once again, your opinion of me is wrong. See, that is what I'm telling you. It just wasn't the same team you saw in the prison.
No.
You know, I mean, they took out real prisoners. Okay, and I don't know.
I think they're too comfortable with the home setting.
Yeah.
Which I just said, Alexander's made him soft. Once again, you're using my answer. Here you go.
Oh, my God. If I disagree, my opinion is wrong.
No, actually, that's a good thing they use my opinion, because then your opinion won't be wrong.
Oh, my God. Carry on.
Here we go. Glenn didn't do much, even if he's at the fence watching Maggie struggle with a swarm of zombies. I think he knew she was okay. And Glenn's not the type of guy to go running in there. He has a plan. Plus, he's got a kid, a teenage girl with him.
Yeah.
I mean, what do y'all think? Was Glenn in the wrong? Because it seems like Jesus is thinking that Glenn was a loser, especially for coming back from the dead.
I don't think so.
That's what I asked.
No, I think he played it safe, which is what you should do. But my dad was utterly convinced when Glenn was looking at Maggie, he was utterly convinced that Maggie was like going to fall off and die in front of Glenn.
Oh, see, my wife thought that the lifeguard stand or whatever the hell she was on was just going to jump over right there. Mm-hmm. She was going to be screwed. Eugene, mullet man. Tara and Rosita are trapped in a garage, and it takes Eugene how long to decide he knows how to pick a lock? Like, really? He's reading a history book while they're all trapped. You know, I was telling my wife, right in the beginning, when all the zombie crap happened, and he's, like, wedged in between two houses, and then he doesn't fight. I think I'm over Eugene.
Yeah.
I think he needs to die.
Yes.
You know, it just, very disappointing. And then he's absolutely, and Jesus is going, yeah, I totally agree about the picking the lock thing. It's like, hey, it's my skill set. Oh, you're just a loser. Carol and Morgan was so not what I expected. Hello, Jesus. If you listen to our last recap, I said it. Morgan and Carol are both knocked out. Carol put up a fight, and what looked like a small drop knocked her out. That wasn't a small drop, Jesus.
For real.
Right? That was a body slam.
Yeah, he body slammed her on the concrete.
Jesus,
let's do it to Jesus and see how he comes out of it.
Yeah. I don't know if we'll be able to pick him up, though.
No chill.
What did you say, Francie? No joke? There's
no chill.
Oh, I swear I thought you said no joke. Like you.
No, I said you have no chill, Mike.
I'm just saying. Just, Francie, don't put it on me. How long are they going to be knocked out for? It seems like forever. Wait, what is Jesus watching there? I mean, it happened really quick. They knocked out. Boom, boom. The wolf gets up. I mean, it was a matter of not even a couple of minutes. He was on the move.
Jesus. I'm utterly convinced that Jesus sees a different version of the episode than we do.
He has, like, dyslexia for TV. He's like, this is a different show. I don't know.
That, I think so.
It's true because everything... Jesus, you do this all the time. Tara is turning out to be one of these... Hold on.
Uh-oh.
I started, and then it seemed like he was about to give her a compliment. Let me see. Tara is turning out to be one of these characters who inspires all the rest of the team. Oh, Jesus!
Yeah, he's definitely getting a different version.
What is he watching, girls?
Oh my god.
She's like a fortune cookie. That's all she doesn't do shit. She doesn't, and she put her gun down so fast when it came. You think Rick would have put his gun down?
Hell no.
Thank you. Jesus, get off her vagina. She's a lesbian. You have no chance, Jesus. When Rosita is losing hope and Tara gives that pep talk, it was good seeing her get a bit bigger than she is in the background character. Oh, shut up, Jesus. No way. It wasn't even a good pep talk.
Oh, you think she's hot. That's it.
That's probably what it is.
Yeah.
Jesus. What is wrong with you? Rick and the crew are walking among the walkers and undetected. But Sam is going to ruin it. Will that be the end of Jesse and her family? What's going to happen there? What do you think? I mean,
Rick's going to toss Sam to the walkers.
It's like, you don't need him.
He has sacrifice.
He hasn't been around that long. He's only like 5 years old. Or eight, whatever. No, you know what? I'm wondering if that's going to be the same thing. Because in the comics, when Lori dies, she totally dies a different way. If I remember, she's got Carl's hand, and a horde of zombie pulls her, and then it eats her. Nothing like the way it happened in the show. I'm wondering if they're going to go that route. And I don't know. Do you think the mom's going to be I really think the kid, now that I'm talking about it with y'all, I think the kid is just going to... He's going to ruin it because he just decided to start talking in the most important part. Everybody is not talking to him. And I think the zombies are going to realize all hell's going to break loose next season.
Yep.
Do you think you think we're going to get an instant? Because this is what I'm thinking. I told my wife, I was like, to me, this was a very calm, good episode. But I think they're going to come out swinging when it comes back on February 14th. I don't know. I think Sam needs to die, though, because... This kid
How many times did Jesse have to tell him, pretend like you're someone that's not scared?
Yeah, what the hell is
what
that?
What the fuck?
I know.
What a zombie apocalypse.
But be somebody like, hey, Sam, pretend you're Conan or something. Something cool. Not just a I don't know. Jesse, I mean, she's doing good. She did do some killing.
She did.
And Ron. and Jesus, Jesus didn't even bring them up.
Seriously?
Jesus, what are you watching?
I don't think he just got a completely different episode.
Oh, my gosh. Let's talk about Carl and Ron. Okay. So these two go at it in the garage. Pulls out a gun on Carl. Rick comes running. Even Rick's like, hey, are we good? Yeah, we're good. Then he goes upstairs and does all that crap to Ron. Did you think he was going to shoot Ron?
No.
Now, let me ask you a question. I was telling my wife this. Alexandria, making people soft. Prison Carl, I mean, Prison Carl shot a white dude that ran up on him and Herschel.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that Carl is getting a little soft? Because that's not like Carl. I really thought he was going to go in the room, pull out the gun, and shoot him.
Yeah.
That's what I was hoping.
Well, I was hoping too, but Yeah, after the wimpy fight, I think we can all agree Carl is not Prison Carl anymore.
And he's not a very good fighter either.
No.
No.
This one didn't seem as weak, though. I mean, it was still lame, but it wasn't as bad as that one fight. Jesus, that was hard to watch. It wasn't that bad. I was like, what the hell?
Oh, when they pushed each other down?
Cringing.
Yeah. And then they were slapping each other?
Yeah, at least this was like an actual fight.
They were, yeah. It's getting better. But yeah, I can't believe Carl didn't.
Why is he still wearing that fucking hat?
I said that too. I was like, okay, it's been like 6 years. It's time to take the damn hat off.
It's his dad's hat. Hello. It's
got sentimental value. Go.
Jesus Christ. Now, this is what.
He's too old for that shit.
I figured, okay, this is what it is going to be right here. Watch. At the end, everybody that's listening, the girls are going to be like, we like this episode. It would have been a 10, but the hat ruined it. Just like Morgan's episode. It was an hour and a half, and it should have just been five minutes.
Get over it.
Oh, get over it. What about Keisha, you, and Rachel? All y'all. Okay, get over it. Y'all were talking about it. Thank you very much.
Keisha caught up. That's why.
Oh, God. Keisha has no clue what's going on. Keisha, are you listening? You have no clue. No clue whatsoever. And Rachel, I didn't even know you were still around, because sometimes you're here, sometimes you're not. I have no idea. Rachel could be like, shut up, Mike. I like being cosplay. So.
I like being cosplay.
Right? Is that what it is? I don't know. I saw her cosplaying.
Yes.
It's cool. Yes. I like how she, but you know, it'd be cooler to have her on the show. Let's see here. Yeah, so Carl and Ron, do you think Rick knows at that moment? Do you think, like, he was like, Carl, and he was like, no, we're good, and then runs off. Do you think Rick knows that Carl's lying?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think Rick's going to do something next season? Oh, when we return?
I don't know if he's going to do something, but I'm sure he's going to watch him a little closer.
I mean, I wouldn't give him a gun.
I like how Carl calls the kid's dad an asshole.
Oh, I know, right? Straight up. Oh, well, it's a zombie apocalypse. And I think the Alexandrians, it's a different way of life. You know? I don't know. But Jesus, I'm very disappointed in you. You didn't bring that up. The next thing here, is Rick going to treat the survivors as part of their group like Deanna wanted? Is there something in Rick to be compassionate to the rest? So you think, you know, Deanna gives him this pep talk. You know, this whole thing, like, you know, you're one of us before I even knew you, in a sense. And I think it kind of hit a little bit to Rick. Do you think Rick's like, okay, once you're dead, then forget it. Your people suck. Or do you think he's going to really try to bring him into the group?
I think he'll try to bring them in. Because I think seeing what's happening now might open their eyes, because before they didn't see any of this stuff.
Okay, I can see
that. They didn't have that threat because they were behind those walls. So I think now seeing all this stuff, I think they realize they have to do something.
Okay. All right. So it's kind of almost like an initiation. Like, now you're in the gang now. Like, you went through some shit. Because this is some shit for them right here.
Mm-hmm.
Especially putting on the zombie guts and going through that crap again.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what else. Is Carl not telling what really happened with Ron going... What? Okay, so maybe he did say something. It's Carl. But not even the good stuff. Is Carl not telling what really happened with Ron going to bite him in the butt? Jesus, you can say ass. It's okay. But what do you think? He's asking us a question.
I don't think so.
You don't think Ron's going to get an opportunity to be like...
No, he's weak as shit.
Ooh.
Carl might find his inner prison... Badass.
I think he needs to.
Yeah, he should.
You think it's going to bite him, Rancy?
I don't think so, honestly.
He's good to go. All right. And then he has his number, which I'm not going to read just yet because I'm looking at my notes, and I think I forgot to mention this for the Morgan and Carol thing here. What do you think about Morgan's, once the dust settles and it's obvious that Carol's going to say something to Rick, she always does. What do you think? How do you think that's going to put what kind of situation do you think Morgan's going to be put in? Do you think they're going to be like, dude, you're just too kumbaya, Buddha, you need to go? I know, because I'm not going to lie. After this episode, I was like, I'm done with Morgan. Mm-hmm. Like, you're just too, I don't know. And I couldn't believe that whole thing and what he did to Carol.
Yeah, mm-hmm. the thing with Morgan, like when he first came back on, I was like, oh my God, because, you know, I liked Morgan, but yes. he's willing to sacrifice one of their group for this fucking wolf who clearly his little kumbaya shit didn't work on him
because
he tried to put a knife to Denise.
Yeah, I just
so Morgan needs to go. He's too willing to sacrifice people that are willing to fight for these people who are trying to kill them.
Well, it's almost and for Morgan, it seems like he's willing to sacrifice anybody to his way of thought for the guy that's already dead. I don't know, man. I was just like, even the wolf's like, I'm gonna kill everybody. I'm gonna kill y'all. You know, he's like straight up telling him. But yeah, I think I'm over Morgan. And I'm wondering if Carol does tell Rick and Michonne in the group. I don't think Rick's going to have it.
Mm-mm.
I think he's going to be like, I don't know. I don't know if they're going to just exile him and then Morgan's going to come later on. Or do you think it's, you don't think we're going to lose Morgan to like Rick, do you? You think that's possible?
I think anything is possible on this show, yeah. but
that is.
Such, but I don't know if it's going to be that easy, though.
That's such a cop-out answer. All right, so let's. You're okay to give your opinion. It might not be right, but it's okay.
Oh God.
Let's see what else. Father Gabriel got some nuts.
Yeah, I actually didn't hate him in this episode.
Right.
I'm actually preferring him over Morgan.
Yeah.
Whoa. Those are some big words there, ladies.
I'm talking about this episode.
Yeah, this episode. I completely forgot he fucking existed for a while there. Then I was like, oh, shit, Father Gabriel's here.
He was doing prayer circles. He's still involved.
Well, he wasn't because Rick was tearing down his flyers.
I know, right? I mean, so let me ask you a question. If you could have this person die to make sure that everybody, the group still stays put together, if you could have Eugene die or Father Gabriel, who are you taking out?
Eugene.
Ooh, yeah, I'd agree with you. Jesus. Oh, sorry. You're not here. let's see what else. And then, of course, did y'all happen to see what happens with Daryl and them? And then when the season returns?
Yes.
Kristen, did you see?
Yes.
Okay. So I think it was supposed to have aired, and then it was going to air into the Badlands, but I watched it on Talking Dead. Daryl, Sasha, and Abraham get pulled over by the Sons of Anarchy, and and then all of a sudden he's like, everything you own, the air, everything you breathe, the molecules, the atoms belong to Negan, right? Negan.
Negan.
So what was going through y'all's mind during that part? I mean, it almost seemed like that was one of the most exciting parts of the whole episode, too.
Well, yeah, I wish they would have ended it like that. Because I feel like if they had ended it like that and not put it into like a preview, because I had to sit through 9 minutes of Into the Badlands to see that.
Whoa. Into the Badlands is a badass show.
No, it's not.
maybe it's not for you.
It's not for me.
Okay, but you like Teen Wolf.
I sat through it. Teen Wolf. Oh my God! Stop.
Into the Badlands.
Oh, whatever. Okay.
Sorry.
Into the Badlands was so desperate for ratings.
Oh my God.
Are you smoking crack? Are you out of your mind? Did you even watch the episode of Into the Badlands?
Nope.
Exactly.
I watched the first 9 minutes.
That can't.
I know. I watched because the first week it came on.
Stop
they
it.
Made us wait,
I saw your tweets. I saw your Facebook status updates. Really? Walking Dead? I have to watch this commercial.
It was so stupid.
I said, no.
It was stupid, but whatever.
Jesus.
You can like the show if you want, Mike.
Okay. No. The show is awesome.
Whatever.
Don't ever give me a sword by you. I'll chop your head off.
Shh.
So what were you saying? Kristen, you're next after her. So what were you saying before Kristen interrupted you?
Okay. That's how we're playing it. No, I feel like that if they had ended the episode like that, everybody would have been way more hyped for it because I know a lot of people will turn the TV off
right
after the episode's over. Like my dad left the room.
Oh. Yeah. See, it didn't come on for us because all of a sudden it was like as soon as the episode started and then all of a sudden – it came on, but it didn't show the whole entire thing. And then it went straight into the Badlands. But I was recording it, and then I recorded Talking Dead, and that's when I saw Chris Hardwick say, "Hey, in case you didn't see it, here's the clip." So that was my first time seeing it. So, I thought that was, I was like,
"Whoa." Yeah, I wish they would have ended it like that.
Yeah, I think if it would have ended that way, it would have left us like, "Oh shit!"
Yeah.
But leaving it with Sam, like, "Mom," I was like, "What the fuck are you doing?"
I know.
Should
have duct taped that fool's mouth.
For real.
Yeah. Like, they could have cut something small out just to fit that into the episode.
But did you notice? I mean, because even they talked about it in The Talking Dead. But yeah, I mean, it starts off with Sam. It ends with Sam. You know. So do you think that means that it's really going to end with, you know what I'm saying? Like, do you think there was something about it for a reason to do that?
I see what you mean, yeah, and I feel like they always do something for a purpose, so it's not like he's just going to fucking randomly die within the first 2 minutes or anything.
So maybe you will wind up liking this episode more, Brancy, when it returns. You know, as long as I don't put it in the Badlands, I'll have to watch next show.
Whatever.
So Jesus says here, I'm giving this episode an 8 out of 10. Good story, progression, and development with a nice mixture of zombie and action. But this wasn't a mid-season finale caliber episode. Ladies, Kristen, curious, scale of 1 to 10?
I give it a 9 because it was a good episode. I agree with Jesus. I don't think it was – it didn't remind me of a finale of any sort.
Right. So,
it was a good episode, so I'll give it a 9.
9. Brancy.
I would probably agree with that. It definitely was a good episode, but it didn't leave me screaming at the TV trying to figure out what's going to happen next. But I have to say, if they would have put that clip in there where he's talking about Negan as the final shot, it would have been a 10.
And not into the Badlands, right?
Correct.
Oh, also, if Carl didn't have the hat on.
Yeah.
You would have given it a 10.
It would have been a 10, but I subtracted a point for the hat.
Jesus Christ. Oh, pathetic. I would probably have to give it an 8 out of 10. I agree with Jesus on that. 8 out of 10 because you guys were wrong. I thought it was a good story. I thought it was good. I mean, it was definitely a good episode where you got a taste of everything. Like, it was like – it's like you went to a fancy dinner and you got to, like, taste – because there was so much crap going on with everybody. I just wish that it would have been – and I totally agree with you, Brancy. I think if they would have put it at the end – then you would have been like, and then the breath would have stopped, and you'd been like, "Oh shit! Hurry up, February 14th." But it's okay because I saw it on Talking Dead, and I was still like, "Oh shit!" And I saw it into the Badlands too. So just tell you that. Never. You should try the show.
Wait, so do we think that Daryl, Sasha, and Abraham are gonna fight back, or are they gonna hand over their shit?
I mean, the Sons of Anarchy. There's a lot of them. And they had some serious machine guns. You know? I mean, Abraham has his machine gun. I think Sasha had hers, and I don't think Daryl had anything. So, I mean, do they shoot and go behind the truck? Or do they shoot and then run into the trees and get split up again? I don't know. I think they're outmanned and outgunned. I think they're going to give in. What do you think?
I don't know. It's going to be too many times in
give me an answer.
Few episodes.
Give me a freaking
Daryl
answer.
Gives up his shit.
You cannot ask a question and then not answer your own question.
Because I don't know the answer. That's why I wanted to know.
That figures. You're just validating my point, Kristen.
I don't want them to give up their shit, but I don't want them to die. So I don't know. What's the lesser of two evils?
Brancy, you see what I'm talking about? See how her opinion doesn't count?
I see.
You see? Thank you.
Listen, I can ask a question.
But you gotta answer it.
But you won't answer it.
What do you think, Brance?
I think that if the situation was a little different and Daryl still had all his shit, it might be a little different. But there's so many people, I think it would be smart to just kind of play along, at least to begin with.
Right. I mean, they could give up the truck, but this guy seems like a douchebag, the one that's like, the peanuts and your gun.
He's a dick. He's probably going to take all their shit.
Yeah,
but if they hand over their stuff, are they just going to leave them, or are they going to take them?
Wait a second. Why are you even in this conversation, Kristen, when you didn't even initially answer your own question? You can't answer. You can't. You can't ask a question about your own question. You've answered. Haven't answered the first question. Right,
nobody
Brancy?
Follow that. Shut up.
Oh, Brancy did.
I don't want to be in the middle of the fight.
Oh God. Kristen.
Can you answer my question, please?
Which one? Go.
If they hand over their weapons, are those people going to let them go, or are they going to take them? Are they going to keep them?
I think they're going to keep them. They're going to be like, we just got three people, and they got a truck full of gas. So where are they coming from? We need answers. Let's interrogate them. Let's torture them. Because I hear, you know, Negan's not a very nice guy. Mm-hmm. And with Negan,
he better leave my Daryl alone.
With Negan coming into the picture, everyone thinks that Glenn's supposed to take that bat from Negan. Could it be Daryl taking the bat?
That's better not think.
You know, I was thinking about that, though.
And that's why I'm asking the question, because I don't want that to happen. I know about this Negan character.
Oh, Negan.
It's going to be insane. It's going to be insane. February 14th is return.
Yeah.
So I guess we'll see what happens, and then we'll see if Jesus is going to join us, because he was telling me a while back. He was like, I don't know if I'm going to return after the mid-season finale because I'm so Hollywood and I have so much stuff to do. So we'll see what happens with Jesus. He's got what? We got December, January, and February, so close to like 3.5 months.
Yeah.
When does Fear of the Walking Dead return?
That's a good question.
I know we recapped the season one. It's not going to come on. No, it's not coming on anytime during that.
Probably summer, right?
By summer, right? I think that's what it was.
I would figure.
All right. Well, I think, are we done?
I think so.
Kristen, do you have any questions to ask that you're probably not going to answer yourself?
Nope.
Sweet. Why don't you let everybody know, unless you want them to guess where you're at. I'm
Shut
so confused.
Up.
Where can people find you online, Kristen?
According to Kristen.com and on Twitter and Tumblr at Kristen0409.
Sweet. Brancy.
It's VRO Brancy on Twitter and Instagram.
All right. Jesus, you can find him on his blog. He's not here, but I'll be nice because he had some okay opinions that we agreed on. Dysfunctional.com. You can find him there. All his stuff is there. Also, VIPLatino.com. Check that out as well. And let's see. Amy McCracken, she's not here because, of course, we booted her out because ratings were dropping when we had her on our show. So if you want to check out Amy McCracken over at Variety Radio Online, all of us do something there. If it's reviewing, podcasting, giving stuff away, interviewing, all that stuff, make sure you check out the VRO.com there as well. And also you can check out their audioboom.com channel, audioboom.com/channel/Variety Radio Online. For me, you can find me on my blog, iwatchmike.com, Mike the Movie Guy on Twitter and Instagram, iwatchmike on Facebook, and of course my audioboom channel, audioboom.com/channel/iwatchmike. Check out some of the shows there and everything else. I think that's it. So we'll be back with more of The Walking Dead and December, January, February. 3.5 months. Jesus Christ. That is a long time. But we'll be back. Check out some of our past shows. Fear of the Walking Dead. Say goodbye, girls.
Bye.
Goodbye. Jesus.